3 weeks ago, I was given some special glasses. Not just to dress up in order to be silly, but to dress up in order to learn something. And I've got a whole lot of glasses. They're very precious. Very careful with these. I'll give you each a set of glasses. And these glasses show us how different people see things. Now, it doesn't hurt, okay, but it will be kind of strange because these glasses show you what people who've got something wrong with their eyes can see. Here's one for you. Be very careful with it. Rob, can you put up the first picture, please? Here's one for you. And I'll tell you what, I've got a whole box of them here. Just be very careful with them. Would you like to take one? Now, some people, like over here, these glasses, all you can see is sort of a hazy picture. If you've got something called cataracts, you won't be able to see what I'm talking about because it means you can't see properly. Would you like to describe for us what you can see through your glasses?
It's dark and it's a bit blurry.
It is, yeah. What about you? What can you see through your glasses?
Light and a little blurry.
Light and a little blurry. Yeah, go on to the next picture, Rob, would you? Would you like to tell us what you can see through yours?
Blurry.
That's blurry as well. What about you?
I can just see two dots and nothing else.
That's right. So that's like this picture here. If you've got that, it's called macular degeneration. If you've got that, that's the sort of picture you see. That's what you're seeing. What about you? What do you see?
I see my mum and dad.
You see your mum and dad. Well, that's the most important thing. That's really good. Okay, so we haven't got glasses for everyone, have we? Yes, we have, I think. We've got some blindfolds because the rest of you would like to be blindfolded, if that's okay. Now, this morning, Jesus wants to give us an eye test because none of us see perfectly. What does that mean? We don't see through Jesus' eyes. And all of you up here, I've got three actions for you to do, which all of you can do as well while you're seated. Because the way Jesus sees people is with three actions. The first thing he does is I want you to stand, if you can, without falling off the stage, on one leg. Because, so can all of you do that? You can be seated if you like, just put one leg in the air. We often see in the stories of Jesus in the Gospels that he's walking along the road. And on different occasions, he sees someone and he stops. What this leg in the air represents is somebody stopping. Okay, so when you hear the word stops, can you put your foot in the air? The second thing is he notices. So whether you're wearing glasses or not, can you pretend you are, and you lift your glasses and look carefully. He notices. Can you do that? So if you're wearing glasses, can you take them off and look very carefully? So he stops. Do you remember? Stops. Foot in the air. He notices. Glasses up. Hey, you're not doing it. He stops. He notices. And he cares. This is the action for cares. Somebody who's hugging you, embracing you. Okay, are you ready for that? We'll do one more practice. He stops. He notices. He cares. Imagine this, if you can. Perhaps it helps you to imagine by closing your eyes. It's a true story that Jesus is walking along. A whole crowd are with him. Can you see him in your imagination? We were thinking about it a couple of weeks ago when suddenly a woman who is ill touches the edge of his cloak. And are you ready? Jesus stops. Can you remember? Some of you can. Very good. He stops. He stops. Thank you. He stops. He notices. And he cares. It's a woman who lots of other people didn't even notice. They would want to avoid because she was ill. She was unclean. But Jesus cared for them. Another occasion, Jesus is walking along. He's coming to a place called Jericho. It's in Mark chapter 10. And a blind man called Bartimaeus calls out to him. Everybody thinks he's a nuisance, but Jesus stops. He stops. He stops. Very good. He notices. That's right. He notices. And he cares. This is how Jesus sees people who lots of other people see as a nuisance, or they don't even notice they're there. But Jesus stops, he notices, and cares. Here's the final picture taken from perhaps the most extraordinary way Jesus ever saw somebody else and cared for them. This time Jesus isn't walking because he can't walk. He's on the cross. So the story is around the other way. He's caring. He is caring. Can you hold out you helping me up here? He's caring. Do you remember how that goes? The reason he is caring is because he is dying on the cross for the whole world. And around him are a crowd who are mocking. And yet Jesus is caring for them. But then he stops, even though he is in terrible pain, with nails through his hands and his feet. He's still caring. And this is who he sees. Raphael is going to read this morning's reading. Can you keep up your caring action with me? Can you do that? Yeah. And listen to who he notices as he is caring, as he is dying on the cross.
Today's reading is taken from Gospel of St. John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. This can be found on page 1088 of the Church Pew Bibles. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of the Lord.
In this extraordinary way, Jesus stops. Even though he is breathing his dying breath, he notices his mother and he cares for her. He notices his disciple John and caring for him, he entrusts his mother to her care. You see, some of us, I wonder if somebody could put on my headphones. Could you put on my headphones? Just stick them on. Some of us just get wrapped up in our own little worlds, listening to our music or whatever we're listening to. Other people, could somebody have my phone? Oh, lots of volunteers for that. There you go. And just look at your phone. Just look at your phone. We get lost in our own little worlds, either listening to what we're listening to or watching on the screen what we're watching or seeing things not very well. But Jesus notices. Last time we're going to do this, he stops, he notices and cares. And this is what a good shepherd does. If you know what a shepherd is like, he's always stopping and noticing and caring because he knows his whole flock. Here's my last job for you this morning. I'd like you to count how many people are here. Can you have a go? I'll tell you what. Those of you on this side, can you count that side? And those of you on this side, can you count that side? You've got about 2 minutes just to count. You see, the shepherds, the good shepherds, he stops and notices and cares for every single member of his flock. And he hasn't just counted them. He knows exactly who their names are. And the shepherd knows the sounds of each of the voices or the bleatings of his sheep. That's true for you. And Jesus wants to give us his eyes to see other people through. We've all got blind spots, and Jesus wants to heal them so we are like him, that we stop and notice and care. There is no greater sign of this than the cross. Have you got an answer for me? I don't know what the right answer is, but how many are on this side?
76.
76. How many did you get up to on this side? It's quite difficult, isn't it? There's quite a lot. It's why we need Jesus, who notices and cares and stops for every single one of us.